Welcome to McMurrin in the Morning. It is Thursday, March 28th. As always, we're sponsored by Ballester's Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Now, it's a big day in baseball. It's opening day. Besides for the Mariners, who are 2-0. I don't understand how the Mariners are 2-0. And why that them and the A's play two games. And I just don't get why that counts. But anyways, opening day in baseball. So, speaking of the Mariners, my Boston Red Sox are playing the Mariners. We haven't named a closer yet, but best believe we'll need a closer because we're going to go into that ninth inning with the lead. Mookie Betts getting ready for a contract year. He's going to be out here playing his game, defending AL MVP. Got the Cubs. That's a big one there. Cubs opening day. People are excited. You know, the crazy thing is that the Red Sox, defending champions, they don't get to play at home on opening day. You know, I would assume they'd get to play at home, have some type of home, you know, ceremony, that sort of thing. But, nope, not the case. They're on the road. So, this year, I think it's going to be exciting. The NL Central is probably going to be the best division, along with probably the AL East, maybe. I don't know. Just the NL Central, I think, is just stacked. Best division in baseball. I mean, with all the help the Reds got, they're going to be competitive. The Brewers were competitive last year. They were, you know, in the postseason. You got the Cubs, always, you know, they're still in their prime. And then beyond that, you have the Cardinals. They're always competitive. You know, they missed the playoffs last year, but they're always competitive. So, the NL Central is going to be crazy. Just, I mean, absolutely bonkers. You know, I mean, that's what we're looking at in the NL Central. I mean, you're going to have every team have a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, they're highly competitive. And then what will probably happen is probably one of the teams will make the playoffs because the other teams beat the hell out of each other, which isn't really fair, but that's how sports works. You know, that's just what happens. And I feel terrible about this. Pittsburgh might actually have a shot to win that division because they were hot last year for a time. So all five teams in the Central have a shot. And then we can look and say, you know, hey, the Dodgers will probably take out the West. But you still got Arizona and Colorado there. San Francisco might bounce back. Never know. Being a even year. Then we have, an odd year, sorry, gosh, what am I doing? I'm lost. And then the East, is it going to be Atlanta or Philly? Or is Washington still going to be in play? Who knows? That one's just up for debate. AL West, are the A's going to be good enough with their old money ball techniques to stay competitive? Houston's going to win the division. Is Mike Trout and the Angels going to make a push? We'll see. Let's see if the Rangers or Mariners can do anything. I don't see it happening. And the Central, Cleveland looks like they should run away with that one. Minnesota was pretty competitive for parts of last year, but I think Cleveland will win that division easily. And another pretty highly competitive, I think, division, I think the East, the AL East, the Yankees and Red Sox should run away by about 20 games on the third place and both make the playoffs easily. MVP, I think getting the money is going to free up Trout. I think Mike Trout is your MVP for the 2019 season. I think, again, the playoff teams are going to be in the AL, Boston, New York, Cleveland, Houston, Oakland. In the National League, I'm going to go Atlanta, Chicago, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Cincinnati Reds, this is tough. Milwaukee Brewers and the Washington Nationals. So we're going to have three teams come out of the Central. It's not really going to happen. And the reason why is because it's just too competitive. But there's my little preview take on baseball. Let me give you my picks today for opening day in baseball here. And what I think is going to happen. So on this fabulous Thursday opening day, I got the Boston Red Sox beating the Seattle Mariners. I got the Yankees handling the Orioles. I got the Nationals knocking down the Mets. The Cardinals upsetting the Brewers at home. The car in front of me just about wrecked and went off the road. I got the Philadelphia Phillies narrowly escaping against the Braves. The Toronto Blue Jays holding home turf against the Tigers. The Diamondbacks upsetting the Dodgers. The Astros beating the Rays. The Cubs taking care of business in Texas against the Rangers. The Angels taking care of business against the Athletics. The Padres finding a way to win, beat the Giants. The Twins to beat the Indians. The Rockies to take down the Mariners. The Reds to beat the Pirates. And the Royals to handle the White Sox. That's what we got going on. All right, for opening day baseball. Well, last night was another back-to-back 50-point game for Devin Booker. Now, you got to feel bad for the kid. Back-to-back 50-point games, and you lose both. How the hell do you even lose a game when you score 50-plus points unless you're shooting the ball, you know, 60 times, 50 times type shit, and you have a terrible field goal percentage? You got to feel bad for the kid. I mean, he's out there balling out, shooting 60% from the field, you know, dropping 50-plus two games in a row, and his team loses. Right now, in the NBA, I mean, it's a little crazy. I mean, the top five seeds in the East are locked into playoff berths. So you got Milwaukee. Looks like they're going to hold off to finish with the number one seed. Toronto looks like they're going to hold the number two seed. And then the Philly, Indiana, Boston, that 3-5, that could be anybody. And then you got right now in the 6-7-8, you got Brooklyn, Detroit, and Orlando, which honestly, Miami and Charlotte could sneak up there and steal that 7-8 seed. They could steal either one. You go to the West. The one seed is not for sure. We're looking at Golden State or Denver most likely. There's not really a way for Portland to make a push. They could, but I just don't see them making up four games. Portland and Houston are very, very close for that three seed, you know, the 3-4. Right behind them is Utah with the 5 seed and the Clippers with the 6 seed. Then it's so tight there, you know, the 3-4-5-6-7-8 matchup in the West is literally separated by like two games. It's not the same case in the East, but really beyond the Spurs, no one has a chance to really catch them now. So we're looking like it's going to be Golden State, Denver, Portland, Houston, Utah, the LA Clippers, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the San Antonio Spurs making the playoffs. Now, I would love to see the Sacramento Kings make the playoffs, but you know they are about 5.5 games back. I don't know if they can do it. The next thing about that is, man, the Clippers are an appealing team to come to next year. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to have room for at least one supermax, if not two, if they finagle some cap space. The Clippers are scary. I mean, if you're a free agent, you probably want to go play for the Clippers. You probably don't want to go play for the Lakers. You don't want to go worry about LeBron and his goddamn managerial skills. Screw that. Go play in L.A. Go to the Clippers. Be a hell of a tandem if Durant and Kawhi both find themselves there. And then the NBA's, they're done again. Another dynasty. Another run. Durant passed Jordan for the most rings ever because you put him and Kawhi on the same team and he'd get himself another 3 or 4 rings for sure. That's, I mean, you know, neither one of them are, you know, the strongest of leaders, the most outspoken, but goddamn, you have those two on the same team. It's championship central. All you gotta do is put a bunch of average pieces around them. They're winning ship after ship. Then you gotta look and say, is Durant the greatest player of all time? Everyone hates him. No, he's not the greatest player. He needs somebody else, but I'm pretty sure Jordan needed Pippen, Rodman, Kukoc, Kerr, Armstrong. I mean, he needed players. It's not like the guy didn't have any players. So, Michael Jordan had a pretty solid team. Obviously, I mean, the team won 52 games when he left. So, you know, that's said to be done. But what do we do if Durant teams up with Kawhi, say, in L.A. or Brooklyn? Or he just goes somewhere and catches a good vibe with the rest of the remain, you know, the players, and wins another, let's just say, 4 championships after this season. He comes down, say he ends his career with 8 rings. Is he the greatest player of all time? I mean, he's got the resume at that point in time. The guy's got 8 rings. He'll have a couple MVPs by that point in time. Scoring title or 2 or 3 maybe. He showed he could play a little bit of defense. Showed a little grit. He's hit clutch shots. Durant finishes with 7 or 8 rings. Is he the greatest player of all time? Or does him going to a 72-win Golden State team or 73-win team make that not the case? Hey, I'd love to hear your response on that one, because I personally don't know what I would say. We'll have to see it done, but that's a hell of a feat, especially today's day and age. Well, that's enough about the NBA, guys. Let's talk college basketball. Last night in NIT, I told you that it was going to be Texas and North Carolina State advancing. And I thought it was. I mean, Texas rolled. They did fine. They won by 13. But Liscombe, the Bison, pulling out the upset over North Carolina State with 44 points from their star Matthews. The kid goes nuts. I mean, we had Torin Dorn put up 34. That's all fine and dandy. You know, he tried to hold the North Carolina State in there, but without much help, Matthews took, you know, only one other player in double figures. Whereas you look at North Carolina State, they had 1, 2, 3 players, 4 players in double figures. You know, North Carolina State as a team shot 52% from the field and almost 50% from the three-point line. Liscombe shot 50 and 50, you know, flat 50%. You know, knocking down 5 more threes in North Carolina State. But that 44-8-3 game from Matthews, that did it. That's a hell of a game. I don't care if you're playing the NIT or the tournament or regular season and you're playing a Power 5, you know, a Power 6 conference team. 44 points, that's a hell of a feat. You know, you can't be mad about 44 points. But we got bigger fish to fry. Let's talk the NCAA tournament. We're in the Sweet 16. There is this chick in front of me driving. By the way, I'm in the car like I am most days when I do my podcast. And this chick is all over the road. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm not gonna stereotype it here, but I see kind of like a reggae-looking, you know, Rasta-style knitted blanket in the back here. Looks like she's moving. Kind of like a Jesus in a Rasta style, like, sticker, you know, like wearing like a Bob Marley, like a Jesus Bob Marley mixed sticker with a thumbs up. I think she's high. Let's put it out there. I think she's smoking the ganj, and she might not be able to drive. Some people can smoke the ganj and drive just fine, and some people smoke the ganj and don't know what they're doing. But she was also on her cell phone, so it's a little concerning, because I feel like if she keeps swerving, she's going to go up under one of these semis, and I got to keep driving. I got shit to do. I'm on the way to drop some things off to my uncle in Des Moines. You know, got my grandma tagging along. I can't be pulling over giving a statement about how I think this lady's off the narcotics, you know. So, that being said, I got distracted. And, you know, it happens. I told you guys this last time. You know, I get distracted just like the rest of America does. And let's get to the Sweet 16. My grandma's sitting up. She's concerned about this lady's driving in front of us. I mean, It's pretty crazy. But let's get back to the Sweet 16. The first matchup tonight, we have Gonzaga and Florida State. Now, if you follow my podcast, you know that I was pretty big on Florida State. And if you look at any of my brackets, this is where you know that I got Gonzaga losing. I have Florida State beating them. But here's the deal. I don't think they can pull it out anymore. Before the tournament started, I thought Florida State would get here, Sweet 16. They beat the Zags. Then they lose in the Elite Eight. But I'm just not seeing it. Because I don't think their athleticism is going to allow them to push through Gonzaga, because Gonzaga plays such a solid team game. But there is one thing I do like. It's the grit of Florida State, the toughness. And as I sit here and say it's a team game and this and that, and it's Gonzaga 2 years ago was in the championship. They were a hell of a team last year. You know what? They're getting knocked out in the Sweet 16. Sorry, Blas. I hate to say it to you, but the Zags are done. Florida State's upsetting them today. It's going to be a close game. Florida State's going to edge Gonzaga by about 5 or 6 points. The athleticism just proving to be too much. The pure grit and grind of Florida State is going to push them past Gonzaga. Gonzaga's not going to put their normal 85 points. If they do, Florida State's putting up 90. I mean, it's probably going to be like a 73-74 to 69-70 type game. Florida State advances. Number 4 knocks off number 1. Now in a 3-1, a 3-2 seed, a 3-2 game matchup here, we have Purdue and Texas. So you got an amazing guard in Carson at Purdue coming off a 40-plus point game. And then you have a do-it-all power forward in Grant Williams for Texas. Or for Tennessee, sorry. Ugh. The hell did I get Texas at? I was talking with them earlier. Everyone's like, oh man, this guy. The Big Ten's the best team in the best team in basketball. The Big Ten is the best conference in basketball, and they're having the best they're the best conference in the tournament so far. Blah blah blah. I'm getting a lot of flack because I've been going against the Big Ten. I've been looking stupid because they've been just providing upset after upset against me. But Purdue's got a couple big guys. They got some trees, and they got one tree, okay? And then they're pretty undersized, like 6'6", 6'7". Tennessee has some very fast and really good guards as well, you know? And I think that Bone is going to be the X factor here for Tennessee. If he can find a way to bother Carson and get 8 assists or more, Tennessee should comfortably advance. Now, ESPN gives Purdue the slight edge, as their projectors got them at a 50.6 against a 49.4. However, at the bottom, the pick center, they have Purdue getting beat by about 2 points. The consensus spread is Purdue to get beat. Everyone, 63% of the public are all on Tennessee, -2. Purdue only gives up 54 points a game and scores 76. Tennessee gives up 73 points. This could go the wrong way for Tennessee. They could quickly find themselves in a 74-66 type matchup worth a loss. But I'm going to ride the G train and go Grant Williams, Tennessee, okay? I think that his leadership and all-around ability to kind of do it all, I mean, people aren't really talking about him, but I think he'll be a hell of an NBA player. I think he'll be not a MVP, but a definite all-star in years to come. Him and Tennessee are going to pull it out, okay? They also have some, you know, they have Schofield. You know, he's gonna bounce back. He's not going to get in foul trouble again like he did against Iowa. And he's going to make some big plays. I mean, he had 17 points in the first half against Iowa. He's probably going to, I mean, if he can get, him and Williams can go, you know, back, they're going to handle business. They're going to beat Purdue. That's all I got to say. They're going to beat Purdue. I'm not going to tell you about how many points, but they're going to beat Purdue. That's what's going to happen. Don't argue with me. They're beating Purdue. The next matchup, you got Texas Tech and Michigan. Again, this is where I, you know, if you look at my brackets, I got Tech. I was big on Texas Tech. You hear me talking about them. I love Jared Culver. Michigan is like this slow, grinded out team. They're in prime position to have a team like Texas Tech coming in where they're going to beat them like they did Houston last year on some crazy, miraculous shot. I don't see it happening. I see that Texas Tech's going to play some good defense. They're not going to need to win with their offense. They're going to play some good defense. And they're going to win in a 70-odd some points against about 60. They're going to win in pretty decent fashion. And every time I say that, you know, I look stupid. And the team I'm going against, especially a Big Ten team, actually comes out to play and they actually handle the team. And I'm like, gosh, damn it. You know, like, I look dumb again. But we're about to go undefeated in this Week 16, okay? We're going to go 8-0. And to do that, today we're going to need a couple big picks from me. So we're going to go with Florida State, Tennessee, and Texas Tech. Jared Culver is going to do what he has to do to get the win. He's going to put it all on the table. In the last game, I have Virginia and Oregon. And I almost said Oregon. You know, just like they're hot. You know, they're hot. They came in the tournament hot. They're hot right now. God, I want to say Oregon. I do. I want to say Oregon. But, man, I'm on Virginia's wagon. I just, for the last couple years now, I've been rooting for them, cheering for them. If they were ever going to make it, this is the first time they're going to do it. Like Ty Jerome said, who cares about a Final Four? I've never been to a Sweet 16. You know, so I don't think that they're looking past them. They're not looking past Oregon. They know they're upset prone. You know, they are in position to get an upset. You know, to be upset. They are in that position. Can't deal with that. I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? So, I'd rather. Oh man, now I'm getting pulled over. God damn it.
Are you?
Yep. Are you pulling me over, buddy? Well, the podcast has to cut short because I'm getting a speeding ticket. We'll talk to you later, guys.